This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim habaim. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura, Daf Hashavua. We're learning Siman Pei. We're starting Siman Pei. We started it, but we had to go back yesterday. Now, when we started, Mendy pointed out something that's worthwhile to emphasize, and that is there are two dinim when it comes to when it comes to being mefiach, when it comes to what we call passing gas. There's a din of siman ayin tes that if somebody passes gas, it's aser b'divrei Torah while it smells. So if the person themselves was the one who did it, one is not allowed to learn. But if it came from his friend, you're allowed to learn, but you can't daven, because during learning it's basically impossible in a big setting that it's not going to happen. And that's the din of Reach Ra. Siman Pei is a separate din altogether. It's not a din in Reach Ra. It's a din of Guf Naki. Siman Pei, I'll sort of translate the Mechaber. We read it already. The Mechaber says, someone who is confident that he cannot control himself from passing gas until the end of Shema and Shemana Esrei, it's better to miss Zman Kriya Shema and Tefillah and not daven, than to daven and not have a Guf Naki. So here it's not a matter of the smell, it's a matter of the Guf Naki. If the Zman Tefillah passes, you're an Oinus, and you're going to daven Mincha twice. You're going to daven Mincha twice. By the way, there's a very interesting question. Let's say somebody misses Mincha. So what do? They daven Maariv twice. Which tefillah should they daven first? So Chara, they daven Maariv, and then they go back and they daven Mincha. Why? Maariv is a Rishus. Tashlumin is a Chiyav. L'chayra, you should daven Mincha first, and then Maariv. This is a big question. This is based on the share we had from the Shagas Aryeh, when whether Chiyav comes before Rishus. It could be, the reason you daven Maariv is because when something is a Rishus, you're allowed to do it before something that's a Chiyav. Sort of might be a Raya to the Shagas Aryeh. Okay, but in any event, you have a din of Tashlumen, you're allowed to make it up. And you daven Mincha twice. Now, if you could control yourself, at least not to pass gas during Kriya Shema, then put on tefillin between Avarav and Kriya Shema, and then you make a bracha on it. The Mishnah Brura said in Sivkat on Aleph, I'm just translating because we did this already, that this is all if you're sure that you can control yourself. But if you're not sure, then it is not proper not to daven. In other words, if you're not sure, then daven. You might not have a guf naki. It's only an issue when you definitively will not have a guf naki. Okay, let's see. We're up to Sivkat and Gimel. Zman Kriya Shema. The Achroinim, you know who the Achroinim are? The El Yaraba, the Avoidas Hayoim, the Bir Hagra, the Magin Giboirim. They say, you're going to miss Zman Kriya Shema Daraisa because you might pass gas? So what? So let's say you are Mefiach, it's only a Drabanan. V'gam b'tshuvas harash shamimen mekar hadin, and even the tshuvas harash, who's the source of this din, loy nizgar sham Kriya Shema. He doesn't talk about giving up on Shema because you're confident you have to pass gas. He's only talking about Shemayna Esrei, which is a Drabanan. Then you could say, okay, so don't daven. But Shema, which is Daraisa, uv'mangin gibarim kasav durak shigra delishna. The Magim Gibarim writes that it was just sort of a mistake in the language. He wrote, not fully a mistake, he wrote it agav orcha tefillah, but he didn't really mean halacha Shema. The haraya, the proof that it's a shigra delishna, the b'simen lamin chesef beis isa gamkein zehadin. We find in simen lamin chesef beis this din v'lo nizkar sham rak tefila vada. It's only mentioned regarding shemana esrei. V'gam kan siyam rak b'tefila vada. Here also, he only concludes with shemana esrei. Right? The kavana says Shulchan Aruch rak loymer da al yidei ze yishane hanhagasai. All the Shulchan Aruch means is you should deviate from your practice. A mespalo tamed kriya shema utfila bezmana, that you normally say shema and tefila bezmana, but rather eloyikur kriya shema levada in berchaseh v'lo yispalo don't damage mesik ki betfilo oimel lefnei amelech. Very interesting. Tefila, it's like two things. Number one, it's only a drabanon, and number two, it has a higher standard that you're oimel lefnei amelech. What if somebody feels that he will definitely have the urge to be mefiach, but he could hold it in? The Dirshu brings that Rav Dushnitzer writes that that's okay. Fine. Uginai gadahu l'hafiachas. It's a very big, it's very disparaging to past guests then. Avo kriya shema inu kibadam rel melech. When you say shema, it's not like you're speaking with the king. So you're just fulfilling the will of Hashem. But wait a second. You're not going to be able to wear tefillin for Shema because you can't pass gas wearing tefillin. Tefillin tzrichim gufnaki. Tefillin for sure requires a gufnaki. Lo yamtin, you should not wait. V'yavers man krishma, and let this man krishma pass. Kedei likroisu betfilin, in order to say shema and tefillin. Ela masai sheyuchal laniach tefillin b'yom yenichem. You say the shema without the tefillin, and then whenever you could put them on, you should.
It's a reminiscent of the share from last week about how eating can prevent a person from putting on tefillin. There are such things.
Yeah, last Wednesday night we learned from the Shlach Hakadosh that somebody who doesn't wear tefillin is a poshea yisrael begufan, is a sinner with their body. So the Shlach explained, what does that mean? It's talking about somebody who eats too much, and then he can't wear tefillin the next day. So he sinned with his body by eating too much. What if a person passed gas wearing tefillin? Do they need to fast? Do they need to fast? The Eish Avram Buchach says the right thing to do is to fast, because it's much more chamor than if the tefillin falls on the floor. People get all nervous if the tefillin falls on the floor. Passing gas and tefillin is much more chamor. The Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Mem, Sivkat and Gimel, the minhag is to fast. Lamaisa Rav Chaim Knievsky says that nowadays the minhag is not to fast, but I'm just bringing this in to emphasize how serious of an inyan it is, meaning, here's another thing. Don't be mistaken. Well, the Mechaber says it's only if someone's confident that they have to pass gas that they shouldn't daven. Yeah, but if someone's not sure, they should. Yeah, if someone's not sure, they should say Shema and daven, but not wear tefillin. If you're mesupik, that you think, well, maybe I'm not going to be able to have a gufnaki, don't put on the tefillin yet. Putting on a person doesn't want to put themselves in a situation where nobody would ever put themselves in a situation where the tefillin might fall, chas v'shalom, so one should not put themselves in a situation they might have to pass gas. Now,
so the tefillin at Seaboard, you should definitely skip? Because even a shayla not saying it altogether.
For sure.
For sure, right?
For sure. In other words, if somebody has to... One second. This is, again, only for Shemana Esrei. For Shema, if we paskin not to be over the Zman Kriya Shema, which is Doiraisa. So you're saying, what if somebody will only be missing a minion, but won't be... in other words, he wants to know, should I say Shema with a minion, or should I delay to have a gufnaki? The mashmois of the Mishnah Berurah, look in the beginning of Sivkat and Gimel, is Ein loy laver zman krishma shu dairaisa. But it's mashma that, again, you're not saying Shemana Esrei, but even davening the rest of Tefillah with a minion, it sounds like you should give up to if somebody doesn't have a gufnaki. Now, what if somebody missed Shachris and is davening Mincha twice? The Chavetz Chaim writes in the Machane Yisrael that you should wear a tefillin for Mincha. not only for mincha, but for the makeup of shachris. I mean, you should wear not only for the makeup of shachris, but for the mincha also. Now, sivkat and dalad, umavarich aleihem. And you put on the tefillin between Ava and Kriya Shema, and the Ramah says, you make a bracha on it. The take of Acha Kriya Shema Yechatzim, you take it off right after Shema. Why? Because again, we're talking about somebody who could only control himself for Shema. Aval atalas yachalav shalavar chalav kadim shiaschal habrachais. The talis he could put on and make a brach on it before the brachas Kriya Shema. V'gam yuchalalav shakam, you could wear a talis the whole day, she'in tzar gufnaki letzitzis. You don't need a gufnaki to wear tzitzis. Umiyu imloy hiniach atalis mikaidim, if you didn't put on the talis before the brachas Kriya Shema. Ubaloi bein ava leKriya Shema, now you want to know, could I put on a talis between Ava, Rabba, and Kriya Shema? Yachal lahaniach v'lay bracha, you could put on the talis without a bracha. The levi shalai have a hefsek. Wearing it is not a hefsek. So you could make a bracha on tefillin, but not on talis. What's the difference? So we had earlier, simin samach vav, sivkat on tezayin, the dir shukutz, that tzitzis is not a chayves gavra. And you could say shema without it. So the bracha is a hefsek. Tefillin is a chayves gavra. And also you're like meyed eda sheker. However, if someone is embarrassed to sit without a talis, then not only could you wear it, you could even make a bracha. Yeah, we had that earlier. I know you don't understand it. Well, you should have asked earlier. Okay, I think you did. I think...
We didn't understand this then.
Oh, yeah? Get the videotape. Prove it that we didn't understand it. Okay. Weiter. This is talking about where you had a bad meal and it's causing digestive disturbance. In a way where by the evening you'll be able to down with the gufnaki. Somebody who frequently has these issues. He has an illness. He's constantly passing gas. And what are you going to tell the guy? You can't daven. He'll never daven. Mutter loy lespalo b'loy gufnaki. He's allowed to daven without a clean body. Why? Deloy asi isra hafacha shurech rash in lo ikar. The isra hafacha, which is a smell that doesn't have a substance, v'rak isra drabanan, it's not going to come along v'dachi l'kriya shema d'oraisa or l'tfilo shu mitzvah d'rabim l'chein yikra kriya shema v'yispalel. Wow, so this din that you don't daven is if you had a bad meal and it's causing a temporary disturbance. So someone who has some kind of illness, then he would daven. What about tefillin? Let's see. V'aprichadosh kasev gamken kacha. The prichadosh agrees with this psak of the Ramah in the tshuva. But the Prichadosh adds, if he has to pass gas, yafsik, he should just interrupt davening until the smell dissipates. Like any smell that it is not from a substance that you stop and you go back and daven. The efshur d'shari loy b'chai gavna lel niach tefillin gam kein. Prima Gadim says a guy who is ill and is constantly passing gas, could be he would put on tefillin as well. The heich yakor lo'oyla mitzvah say d'arayza tefillin? He's supposed to uproot the mitzvah of tefillin? Says the Mishnah Brura, the tzad of the Prima Gadim that this guy could wear tefillin, it means he could put on tefillin for 30 seconds. Not for the davening. It means, says the Mishnah Berurah, nearly the kavana, Supreme God, the rakhanachal ezer agam. It means he could put on tefillin for a few seconds. Varakadei lekamim says asay. The yoisim is the bevadi aser. To put it on for a full minute, it's for sure aser. Vimeini yachal atzer atzer avich ad kadei shenech hashal yad vishal roish. Let's say the guy, Mamish, has such an illness, he's passing gas the whole day. he can't even hold it in the amount of time it takes to put on Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. So, but he could hold it in for 1 second. So we say, pal, put on the Shel Yad, take it off, and then put on the Shel Rosh. Yanichem echad echad. Ulinyan bracha nirali delo yivarech aleihem. Mishnah Berurah says you don't make a bracha on the tefillin. Why not? Why wouldn't you make a bracha? Why should you not make a bracha? There's no shear how long you have to wear tefillin for. Ki pshitis agmar b'shas mashad the pater ish kazem mitfillin. So what if you're pater? Women are also pater. He gets a mitzvah for wearing it. Why shouldn't you make a bracha? Unless he's talking about a guy who he's so ill that even during that millisecond he's in danger of passing gas, and in that case he didn't get the mitzvah. So he can't make the bracha misafik. But that's not what the Shaar Tzion says. What?
He doesn't have time to say the bracha.
What do you mean he doesn't have time?
He's
so he's allowed to make a bracha when you pass gas.
But he has to take the tefillin off. Is that Talmud Torah or is that tefillin? A bracha?
It's a Dvar Mishnah B'Kedusha, but we saw that somebody who has an illness, he's allowed to daven Shmoneh Esrei even if he's going to pass gas. So for sure he could say a bracha. So he doesn't have to have time to say the bracha. He'll say the bracha, he'll put on the tefillin before he ties it. He'll say the bracha while he's passing gas, and then he'll hold it in for a millisecond. Why can't he say a bracha? There's no din that you can't. This guy, the Rama, that's what the Mishnah Berurah said. That the Tshuvas Rama said that the din you're not a daven if you have to pass gas is only if it happens occasionally. If it happens always, you could even say Shemana Esrei. So for sure you can make a bracha. So Mishnah Berurah says, "Well, in your bracha, nearly delay yivarech aleihem." Kasev Rama b'tshuva siman tzadik. Chas mishe shei choili, shematavtev tamin meiraglaim l'ansay. The guy's always dripping urine. Vim ken lo yuchal esvalam. He can never daven. He shall have to last beget tzav yivarei. He could have a bag put around there. Va'begodim al yarem niyam nekiyam, and the upper garments will be clean. V'yikanes v'es against the spalal. Uveshas hatoz meiraglaim, and while he's dripping, yafsik v'achakach yispalal. While he's dripping, he will stop, and then he'll daven. V'davka shel hizor l'tav b'shoshim as l'spalal. As long as he's not dripping when he starts to daven. V'yafal pishiyadeh shabtech zvaz yitzarch l'tavtech. In other words, if he started the Shemoneh Esrei before he started dripping, then his tefillah is grandfathered in, even if he knows he's going to be dripping during the tefillah. He's already grandfathered in. So this is a very interesting chiddush to the Ramon, Shuvat Tzadiches, that somebody who has an illness, that he's always being mefiach, he's allowed to say Shema, and he's allowed to daven. Because it's only in Isser D'Rabbanan. The Prima Gadim even says, maybe he could put on tefillin. Let me ask you, why is a Prima Gadim a Supik? Why don't we say he for sure could wear a tefillin? How could an Isser D'Rabbanan be Mefiach? What would the difference be if you could definitely say Shema, you could definitely daven, so then why can't you wear a tefillin? It's more of a bezayon for tefillin than Shema, but if the svar is that the D'Rabbanan can't be Oikar the Dairaisa, why for sure can't he wear a tefillin? And why can't he make a bracha? Okay, we will continue with more pleasant halachos on Simen Pei Aleph tomorrow. Simen Pei Aleph. But all these halachos are very nogea. In other words, a person has to have zahirus and also honesty that sometimes you have to take off your tefillin, and sometimes it's even better to wait to daven. You don't daven for yourself, you daven for the Ribbono Shel Olam. So you have to make sure that you fulfill all the appropriate halachas. Have a great day, everyone. Shkoyach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.